Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Orioles made quite a splash today signing a polar bear, Pete Alonso, to a five-year, $155 million contract. And let's talk to a man who managed Pete Alonso in New York. By the way, in the 2 years that Buck Showalter managed Pete Alonso, all he did was hit 86 home runs and drive in 249 runs. So let's bring on Buck. And Buck, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So your reaction to the signing, and what kind of player do you feel the Orioles are getting in Pete Alonso? We got Buck? Did we lose Buck? Buck, you there? We lost Buck.
He was muted, but didn't know it?
No, he's gone now. But we'll get him in a second. I'm very curious, because who would have more insight and be able to talk about Pete Alonso than a man who managed him for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
It'd be perfect
to talk to Buck.
Yeah. Buck, I have a feeling Buck Showalter is a big fan of Pete Alonso.
I think so, too.
He definitely is. Excited to hear what he has to say. Looks like Ben's talking to him now.
Yeah. Phones are funny sometimes.
They're weird.
They're fun. You talk, but let's bring on Buck. Buck, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Hey. Okay, great.
You paying the bills?
I know, right?
We have some issues around here.
So I don't know if you heard my question, I did mention that he hit a bunch of home runs and drove in a bunch of runs for you in the 2 years you managed him. So with all that being said, you have some insights on Pete Alonso that others may not. What do you think of this signing, and what are they getting in Pete Alonso?
Well, you know, I talked to Pete about an hour ago. We've been talking a little bit along the way, and he's so excited. He's got a three-month-old new baby, too.
Wow.
Three dogs. He's looking at places to live already, and it's a great fit. You know, the city of Baltimore will get Pete, and Pete will get Baltimore. I don't know. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. There's this guy's going to post up. If there's ever a guy you can trust with a contract, he's it. The only time you're going to have a problem with him is when you try to DH him or give him a day off. He likes to play, and it's not going to go away with a new contract. Pete, if you know his background, this is a guy that almost had to walk on to college. Yeah. He had to prove everything along the way, and he's got a good chip on his shoulder. Okay. And whether they move the fences in again or move it again, I don't know what they're doing, but it won't matter with Pete. When he catches it and he puts the bat on it, he collides with balls. They go places where you can't catch them. And he's a guy that's easy to pull for. Good teammate. You got to really search to find something negative about Pete. Very sincere, a lot of common sense, and really likes to win.
Well, Buck, you mentioned the fact that he hits the post. He's played in all 162 games back-to-back years. He's missed all of 10 games over the past 4 years. So one of those throwback type of players, just how underrated is that for Pete Alonso?
Well, you know, I did the same thing with Nemo, and Brandon wasn't playing as many games as we needed him to. It was nothing due to his makeup or anything. It was just, I remember talking to both those guys. There's six tools in baseball. There's the five tools that everybody knows about. And the sixth tool is being able to post up and being able to play. Because I don't care what type of numbers, what kind of analytical evaluation or projections you make. If you're not on the field, it does not matter. Okay. And, you know, Pete takes very seriously being there for his team every day. Now, who knows what the future is going to bring? There's a lot of curveballs that are thrown there. But on paper, of all the guys that are out there as a free agent, I would trust him as far as posting up. And I'm excited for the city of Baltimore and for Pete. You know, I'm flying up there tomorrow for my son's birthday. Heck, I may slip in the back of the press conference.
Well, Skip, we've had you on the show several times as this organization has had their ups and downs during this rebuild. And one of the things that we've tried to kind of drill down on you, because you can't find it on Baseball Reference or StatCast, is sort of this idea of chemistry and leadership and heart, and is this team a little too young, and do they need somebody with a different resume and not just a thumper in terms of in the batter's box, but maybe a guy who could be a little bit of a thumper inside the clubhouse too. What kind of leadership skills does he have, and do you think he'll be able to kind of fill that void that the Gunners and the Westbergs have been kind of looking for, that dude to maybe show them the way a little bit more and maybe regulate when things need to be regulated?
Well, don't get me wrong. Pete's got a little edge to him now. Mm-hmm. You're not pulling your weight, but Pete's, you know, you never have to go, hey, Pete's in a bad mood today. Pete's the same guy every day he walks through the door. And as you're around baseball more and more, you realize what a great attribute that is. I mean, everybody knows what they're getting out of Pete. And if you want his opinion, he'll give it. And something, you know, I used to love, after he'd plop down about 2:30 sometimes and shut the door, and we'd talk about life. You know, it just, he'll plop down and say, hey, I've been thinking about this. What do you think about that? And he's great in advanced meetings. He's a student of pitchers. And I have to search for something negative on it. He cares. And I just hope he doesn't try to do too much and doesn't try to, you know, it's like I told Lindor when I first got there, I just need you to play shortstop. Pete will do so many things just by example. And, you know, he needs to, you know, be like E.F. Hutton, just pick your spots. And when you speak, people will listen. But he and Haley are a good addition to the Royal family. Trust me.
We're talking to Buck Showalter. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Buck, you got to see what this fan base is like when you win, and it was those 2012.
I just told Pete about that the other day, about half an hour ago. I was talking to Pete about that.
So to add a Pete Alonso, they've been aggressive this offseason. They trade for Taylor Ward. They brought back Andrew Kitchens. They signed Ryan Helsley. They now Pete Alonso. They're supposedly in on high end starting pitching. This seems to be a bit of a turnabout for this regime, at least, though, to be so aggressive.
Well, you know, I think the new ownership, like, you know, would like to send a little message out there. But at the same time, you know, Mike and I'm sure everybody there will, you know, try to steer people towards what's good money and what's not. And that's more about the commitment. And, you know, piece of step in the right direction. But, you know, if you're giving up six and scoring five, the math doesn't work.
Yeah.
So some points you got to make leads matter, but you know, you got to have both. You know, I think the Dodgers were so much better than everybody else pitching wise, and now they've added Edwin Diaz. I actually think if the Dodgers are sitting there at the end of the year again, it's going to do a lot for this the thought that you're going to have to do something about the salary structure. I think if the Dodgers win again, there's not going to be much sympathy for continuing down the same path.
Well, Buck, obviously the O's need to add some starting pitching and add some bullpen help. But looking at this lineup, how it currently stands, we know some of the young guys, they need to bounce back. But you add Taylor Ward, a guy that hit 30-plus home runs, drove in 100 runs. You add Pete Alonso, who we've been talking about. What do you think of this Orioles lineup?
Well, I'm not as close to it as you guys are. You know, I feel bad about him losing Grace, and I think he's primed, but they know more, a lot more about where he is than I do, but they got a good player back. So, and they've also opened up some surplus things to, and believe me, the other teams know where they've got surplus. And we all know that the pitching's going to have to be addressed. And sometimes it's, you know, bullpens are sickable. The non-closers, you got to be careful about trying to take a non-closer and expect him to have back-to-back years. But starting pitching is at such a premium. Until you solve that, you know, you can really build up your bullpen and then get these good 5 to 6 inning pitchers that are serviceable, or you can, there's so many ways to do it. You just got to know who you are. And trust me, they've made a step in a good direction with Pete, because there's such a presence that he will create in a lot of ways. Pete lives in Tampa. He's excited. I've told him how great Sarasota is, and you know, he lives around the corner.
Well, Skip, we all see the RBIs and the power and the prodigious feats at the Home Run Derby, but he's also got a career 341 on base. He got on base almost 35% of the time last year. He seems to have be a little bit of a magnet. The ball seems to get hit more than he probably liked, but hey, it gets you on base. What do you think about sort of the overall quality of at-bats that he provides?
Well, Pete, he's more than just a collision hitter. You know, Pete's got a plan. He doesn't give on pitches, and believe me, I used to get upset as much as anybody with the balls that he seemed to take off the arms and the forearms, but Pete never backed off. It's just not in his makeup. And he meet his mom and dad, and I mean, I remember watching him do a stand-up comedy routine early in the spring, and I'm going, oh my gosh, this guy's got big you-know-what. And he doesn't take himself too seriously. You can kid with him. If somebody needs to do an interview, he's going to do it for you. He's not going to act like some prima donna. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. He's a humble young man. His mom and dad did a great job with him, but he takes fatherhood very seriously. He's pretty excited about the new addition, and I'm just excited for him to get to a place, not that he wasn't, but get to a place that will get him, and he will get the city and what the fans really, they just want the Orioles to be good. Yeah. And Pete will be sincere about how he goes about it.
Buck, before I let you go, I do have to follow up on what you were saying about the next offseason, say the Dodgers win, because I feel the same way, but I wonder how ugly that gets. So let's just go down that hypothetical rabbit hole. Where do we end up there? If the Dodgers win again, is it a nuclear winner for Major League Baseball? What do we see? Because they've been trying to...
It has that potential. Yeah, it has that potential because... You know, it's just like, you know, there's a lot of similarity between college football and NIL right now. You know, it's just the Dodgers are just so deep. And don't be mad at them. They're just, no. You know, gaming the system. It's what the system is. And they're taking advantage of it. And they have a lot of resources. And it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's not, you know, the Winnipeg Jets. It's just I think that you're going to see some things happen. And for those of us who went through the 94-95 stuff, I wish it's just awful. But sometimes I do think they're going to have to do something to have every fan base feel like they're on even keel with everybody else, that they've got a shot at anybody coming out of Japan. They've got a shot at, you know, they've got the same, you know, selling points. But right now, it's not a level playing field, and anybody that tries to tell you it is. But you can't make an excuse if you're Pittsburgh or whoever. You've got to figure out some way to do it. And that's what we tried to do in Baltimore. We had to say, okay, what can we be better at than the Yankees? What can we do? Better 6-year free agents, better farm system, better drafting, better relationships, better. You can do it. But there's an excuse around every corner if you want to cowtail to teams with higher payrolls. Okay, I'm done.
Buck, that was great. Thank you, sir. You so much.
Safe travels.
Yeah, enjoy Charm City.
Hey, I'm going to the Army-Navy game, Sarah. You wouldn't miss it for the
world. Nice.
Ball. Awesome. Buck, you're the best.
Love it.
Thank you.
Right, God bless. Bye-bye, guys.
We'll switch back to the Ravens. Man, he's great.
That's an Oriole for life.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, he is. Joe Burrow, he owns the Ravens. Can they slow him down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Scott's next.
Fun doing it. I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? The mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but... Seem frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now.
That's Joe Burrow earlier today, and man, that's deep thoughts, Joe Burrow, right there.
Yeah. Look, he's a little different cat. He's obviously had his ups and downs with that organization. He's underwent one off season. We went through the litany of surgical procedures he's undergone since his time at Ohio State. It's a lot. And he's a guy I don't think is going to be a Bengal for life. I don't think it's going to be the ending there that Mike Brown envisioned when he signed him to that mega deal. He's certainly a little ticked off. He had a couple passes, decisions he made this past weekend that he would want back. But they're still alive, man. He came back from another surgery and not playing football for 2 months and obviously lit up the Ravens in the second half and threw for 4 touchdowns and was moving the ball at will on the Bills. And then again, a pick six, some things he tried to do that came back to bite him, but they're still alive. And this is a guy who had 9 touchdown passes in 2 games against the Ravens last year. And this is a guy who 6 of his last 9 games against the Ravens, he's averaged over 8.3 yards per attempt. He's got 23 touchdowns to 5 picks in 10 career games against them. He's put up 428, 392, 525, 416 against the Ravens in the past. And especially when he gets them at home and he gets them in late in the season, because they're usually a second half team, and he gets them with something on the line, it tends to bring out the best in him. And for all the time he's missed, I'd say he looks more like Joe Burrow right now than Lamar Jackson looks like Lamar Jackson.
It's not even close. Not even close. And look, it's easy to say, hey, Joe Burrow has so many things to be thankful for every single time he looks at his bank account because he got that mega contract. Mm-hmm. But Joe Burrow is such a huge competitor. And what was a lot of talk we were having in the lead up to Thanksgiving? Like, why come back, man? Your odds of making the playoffs are just so minuscule. And he was like, look, man, I love ball. Like, mm-hmm. I just love being out there with my team. And you can't play scared. You can't go out there worried that you're going to get hurt. He just wants to go out there and put on a show. And it's only been 2 games, but he's really put up numbers against the Ravens and the Bills. But it has to wear on him considering the fact, and you said it, Jason, he had a very costly pick six in that game against the Bills. But it's another game in which they score over 30 points and they lose. And it happens with such crazy regularity when you go back a year or 2 years for him. It has to. It has to.
So let's close with this, Jason. We've made it pretty clear he owns the Ravens. Can they slow him down?
I think to slow him down, you're going to have to pick him off. You're going to have to do what Buffalo did, because Buffalo's top five secondary in this league. Look at Buffalo's opposer passer rating. Look at what Buffalo does defending the slot in some areas that have given the Ravens trouble. Go look at what Buffalo does defending running back. They allow 4.4 yards per attempt to running backs. They shut them down. We saw Chase Brown could get whatever he wants against these guys. You want to throw it to him 12 times, you might catch 12 balls. So no, I think the only way they do it is by turning him over. I don't think they have a pass rush, and they certainly haven't had a meaningful pass rush against good quarterbacks who can dissect and diagnose and process. So I think it's going to have to be all these defensive backs they've collected. They need to get their hands on the football.
Ravens and Bengals, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. The pregame show live from Barrel House Live in Falston. That's at 10 o'clock, first hour, me and Bone. And then Bone and Vinny Sherrato, Mike Preston calling in hours 2 and 3. When we come back, Purple Rain in the forecast. We'll get you the injury report. It is out. And we'll hear from Kyle Hamilton, who spoke to the media. That's next here on The Fan.
I mean, I would say, yeah, if you asked me this in training camp. Not that this is expected or anything at this point in the season, but, you know, you play the cards you're dealt. Really, we've dealt ourselves these cards. So, you know, we're obviously not in the position we would like to have been in, but we still have opportunity to go win the AFC North and get into the playoffs. So we still control our destiny, and that's not going to change. Where our mindset is win and we're in from here on out. So that's something we can control and something we got to go do.
Kyle Hamilton talking about, do they have to win out to make the playoffs? Before we get to what he said, injury report is out. Chidobe Awuzie did not practice shoulder. Keaton Mitchell limited with a knee. Tavis Robinson limited with a foot. Ardarius Washington full Achilles. Nate Wiggins limited with a foot. And Lamar Jackson did not practice NIR rest. Just needed a little extra rest. No injury to see here. But Harbs, for his part, did say that Washington and Robinson could both play Sunday. So there you have it.
I heard that the status report here in the studio tomorrow is that it is highly probable that premium and quality meats and cheeses are going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, Dietz Watson. Yes. Shout out.
That's that.
We got that email. Yeah.
Probable.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, it's not probable.
A good spread.
It's 100%.
It's 100%. Yeah. Stone cold.
I mean, look, they're playing obviously calculus here with Lamar, but I think practice, and I'm not the biggest practice guy in the world, but there are times when practice matters. And I think not having Lamar being able to practice fully week after week after week after week has played a significant role in this offense devolving.
I completely agree.
For sure. And it's a point we talked about a lot last week where now it's gotten to the point with Lamar, he's missing layups. He's missing throws that never would happen. Going 5 straight games without completing 60% of his passes, that's never happened, ever. You can go back to his rookie year when he became a starter.
For rookie year,
yeah.
You don't get there. More from Kyle Hamilton. Does he feel like
we believe you, Bunk?
Yeah.
And we believe in you.
Yes, I do. That I agree.
I can speak for him on that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not as much as I believe in Beltway Ben, but
yeah,
I believe in
you. Oh, yeah, that's like your son.
I do.
I mean, that's fair.
I do believe.
I mean, I keep it real.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But I believe in you.
Yeah. That's fair.
Does he still feel they're in a good spot?
I would say
I believe in you.
One, just playing together and playing like rush and coverage working together. I think that's a big part of football in general, complementary football. You know, sometimes the coverage may not look great, but then the rush gets there, and then like I said, playing hard covers up those mistakes, or pass rush isn't getting home, but DBs are covering well, quarterback scramble, throws it out of bounds, something like that. I think we've been playing very complimentary with each other. Also, I think just being resilient throughout a game. We've had the tendency in the past to just maybe come out strong, and then second half kind of wear down, and then, you know, not do well in the fourth quarter when it's time to win games. I think last week, I don't know the stats, but somebody said something about how many yards or first downs the Steelers had in the fourth quarter. Obviously gave ourselves the opportunity to win the game at the end of the day. So just playing better down the stretch of games. I think our red zone's been really good. And, you know, we've been put in some tough positions. We're going out there and getting stops, holding the 3 points, stuff like that. And, we do a lot of good stuff. And there's obviously some stuff we need to fix. But, you know, I think we're in a good spot right now.
That's interesting. I'll say this. Against Pittsburgh, to his point, their defense was bad in the first half, and their offense complemented that by also being bad.
Look, I get what he's saying. In the fourth quarter, they forced three and outs, but they were not good at all through the first three quarters of that football game. Aaron Rodgers throwing for a season high in passing yards. DK Metcalf, season high in receiving yards. And heck, go back to the Bengals game where, I'll give you the first half. They were 3-for-11 on third down, 0-for-4 in red zone. But then the second half, Joe Burrow picked you apart. They haven't been playing complete games over the past 2 weeks.
I feel like you need to spend some more time with Marlon before he got to the podium here, because Marlon, you know what I mean? Marlon tends to keep it pretty real about the state of the defense. And,
well, maybe,
and Kyle Hamilton's always an good interview, but
he's optimistic.
That was a weird response.
Well, let's hear one more from Kyle. With the situation they're in, does the message change?
I think so. I think just the way coaches were opening meetings, just by talking, it's talking from a different perspective. I feel like, you know, our perspective changes every time we win or lose a game. And, you know, the record changes, the probability and what it means for the rest of the games change. Probably going to go off on a tangent here a little bit, but kind of a weird relation to your question. I was thinking just about, like, all the sports and all the champions that I've seen recently and just the how they got there, and it kind of put things in perspective for me. Like the French Open, Carlos Alcaraz has 3 match points. He's down 3 match points, comes back, wins. Rory McIlroy loses the U.S. Open like that last year, misses a putt on 18 at the Masters. Everything looks like he's about to choke again, wins the Masters. F1 driver, I don't know if you guys watched that, but Max Verstappen, middle of the year, it looks like he's not even going to finish in the top 3 or 4 for the Drivers' Championship. Put himself in position last week to win the whole thing. LeBron down 3-1 in the finals, comes back and wins it. It's like, it never really is the Cinderella fairy tale season that it's going to be. I mean, and that just is what it is. I mean, the Patriots won all those games and then lost in the Super Bowl, and nobody really cares about the undefeated record up until that point. So it's not about how you get there. It's just a matter of you getting there. I think the mindset that we have to have is kind of like that. Like, all these great sports feats have come with challenge, and, you know, we could be another story along that road. So that's kind of the mindset I feel like we've taken upon ourselves right now. It's kind of the mindset we need to have in order to get where we want to go. But, you know, it's gonna be a heck of a story. That's what we're telling ourselves.
Kyle Hamilton, big fan of alternative sports.
Dude, he knows ball.
Yeah, he knows golf and tennis and F1.
But a lot of those guys are proven champions.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying.
And you're not that until you do that.
Yeah. LeBron had never won in Cleveland until he won in Cleveland.
Yeah.
3-1. It never happened in the history of the finals.
Yes.
Up until that point.
Look, I think they're short on talent. I think they're short on difference makers. And I think some of the teams they're facing down the stretch are built to mitigate and minimize the potential damage that the few blue chip defensive players they have can do. So I continue to think if there's a way out of this, it's going to be because Lamar is able to put the cape back on, and he has a game where he runs for 80 yards and he throws for 250,
and he's
a genius in the red zone again, and they outscore some teams. But we've seen this team on defense every time they faced a real quarterback, and they've all looked pretty similar.
By the way, I hope Lamar can do that, but to your short, he's short on preparation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes it less likely because the result has not been great of late. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Winter meetings are over. And, Bone, you pointed this out and we should have known, but the Orioles were the gave out the biggest contract at the winter meetings. Not something I had on my bingo card.
I don't think anyone did. $155 million. This is liftoff.
Took 3 years after the actual statement, but
better late than never.
Yeah. Let's get the text of the day, Beltway Ben.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from Carl in Baltimore, who says, hard to not be ecstatic today as an Orioles fan, but hearing Buck rave about Pete takes the excitement to a whole nother level.
Yeah, we might have to play some of that Buck tomorrow for a different crowd.
Yeah.
For the earlier listeners. I mean, you could hear the whole thing. You go to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
The Odyssey app, Ben, chapters, everything. YouTube. It's all labeled. YouTube.
Rewatch it on the YouTube.
TV. Yeah. Yeah, Buck,
Belichick would probably call it BoobTube.
Yeah. Yeah, he would. The InstaFace. Probably put some clips up there. But, yeah, if you don't know, Buck managed Pete Alonso for 2 years, and he was absolutely raving about Pete Alonso.
Yeah, not just the player, but the person.
He talked to him an hour before he came on with us.
Yeah.
I said, Buck, you know what it's like to win here? He goes, yeah, I was just telling Pete about it. That was pretty crazy.
Exciting times.
Yes.
Exciting times.
Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show? Very busy.
Tomorrow's show, we are very busy.
Tomorrow's show.
We have Morgan Atsit of Fox 45. We have Baldy breaking down the film with him. Steve Weish was at M&T Bank Stadium for Ravens Steelers. Bridget Condon is going to be at Ravens Bengals, right?
And she was at the Ravens Bengals Thanksgiving night, too. She's very familiar. Yes.
And Joe Daneman will be rejoining us. The Cincinnati Viv, as we like to call him.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Cincinnati Viv. So let me pose this. We have end of the winter meetings. When do you think, and I'm going to ask you when the Orioles do something else, when do you think we see another name come off the board? How much time do you think that takes before another big free agent signing is made?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, these guys might be inclined to come home, kind of chill out, take 2 weeks, Christmas break, whatever, and maybe in the new year. I mean,
I think we see one more this week. I'm feeling it.
Yeah? By the Orioles or just baseball?
No, just baseball. I'm not saying anymore.
Could be the Orioles, though.
Could be. Or it could not.
Yeah.
Got to stay tuned.
Yeah. Maybe some trades. Who was it? Was it Jim who thought, Jim Duquette thought maybe we see some trades start to happen now. He seems, thought that was percolating a little more than free agency.
That's exciting.
So, hot stove, always fun, especially when your team doesn't abstain from it.
They're in it. They're participating.
They are. Don't get a trophy for that, though. Coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio.
Boomer and Valenti? I'd like to hear Bruno and Valenti, too.
Bruno and Valenti would be fun. But no, that's Fridays. But we'll be back tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.